Evelyn Yang stumps for husband at the Women's March in New York. By Hannah Blow on January 18, 2020. Evelyn Yang, wife of Democrat presidential candidate Andrew Yang, D., stumped for her husband at the Women's March in New York on Saturday, declaring that he is fighting for a big structural change. "I am so honored to be here with you all, roaring for justice, roaring for equality, roaring for peace, and roaring for change," Yang told the enthusiastic crowd. From there, Yang introduced herself to the crowd and spoke about her husband's presidential aspirations. "I have to admit that when he first told me he was running, I thought it might just be a phase. Like so many of us, he was very unhappy with the outcome of the last presidential election, and he was searching for answers," she said. "When I realized what his motivation was and what he was set out to accomplish, that's when I gave him my blessing," she explained. "Andrew is fighting for a big structural change, putting power back into people's hands," Yang added, emphasizing her husband's message of humanity first and touting his signature proposal, the $1,000 freedom dividend. "So proud," the presidential hopeful wrote, praising his wife's address. The Women's March in Washington, D.C., however, did not draw as many high-profile figures as it has in years past. It might have been the smallest march since its inception in 2017, due to a year of controversy for the organization and icy winter conditions, according to the Washington Post. The demonstration, expected to be the Women's March's smallest since its historic debut in 2017, will take on a different tone than in past years as its leaders seek to turn over a new leaf with disaffected activists and groups that in recent years have cut ties with the organization. Instead of a single sleekly produced rally, the Women's March launched a week-long program that includes a story slam, brunch with drag queens and civil disobedience training for activists. Saturday's march will be the largest event of the week, although a permit issued by the National Park Service last week indicated that organizers are expecting 3,000 to 10,000 participants, a marked decline from recent years. Watch Breitbart News's coverage of the DC Women's March below.